Many Christmases there is a toy of the season, the Furby or Tickle Me Elmo. This year there's no one must-have toy, but at the new Toys R Us store in Times Square in New York, there is an attempt to revive the popularity of one of the It toys of two decades ago. Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The Toys R Us in Times Square is 110,000 square feet of loud music, neon colors, and life-size dollhouses.
And the bunny bees sprinkle magic crystals over the cabbage patch.
Only in a store like this could there be a maternity ward for dolls.
Welcome to Babyland General, lady.
Remember Cabbage Patch Kids, the bane of every shopping parent's existence 20 years ago? Well, they're back, with a vengeance. And to avoid the lines and fistfights that marked the doll's introduction in 1983, the Cabbage Patch Company and Toys R Us have come up with a novel distribution solution. The babies are birthed right in the store, in a process that includes epidurals, scissors, and of course, instructional birthing videos.
Now, if this is your first delivery, I'll make it as easy as possible. The cabbage is dilated 10 leaves apart, that's normal. Cabbage gestation is 9 months.
The dolls are extracted from something they call mother cabbage, which appears to be nothing more than a hole covered with some plastic cabbage leaves. Every hour or so, an LCN appears in a white lab coat and a stethoscope to give mother cabbage an injection of amagicillin. It's an epidural of sorts. And then they begin the delivery of a new Cabbage Patch baby.
Everything looks pretty normal, so I'm going to ask for everyone's assistance. Now I need everyone to take a nice, deep, cleansing breath.
An audience of a dozen or so shoppers gathers, and they obediently draw some Lamaze-type breaths. Nurse Monica reaches into Mother Cabbage's womb.
Okay, I can see the baby's head. Okay, one more nice deep breath. Okay, Mother Cabbage, one last big push. Push, Mother Cabbage, push. We have a beautiful baby girl.
A 14-inch long naked doll emerges from the cabbage leaves. Nurse Monica gives the doll a light spank, shows the audience the baby's outie belly button, and wraps it in a receiving blanket. 2-year-old Stephanie Ott, all velvet dress and shiny patent leather shoes, watches in wide-eyed wonder. Teenagers jeer. Parents laugh uncomfortably.
You can adopt her or any of her brothers and sisters for an adoption fee of $64.99, or you can adopt one of her very well-behaved older brothers and sisters for $79.99. Would you like to hold the baby?
Nurse Monica hands the new Cabbage Patch baby to 2-year-old Stephanie, who cradles the head as if it were real. Minutes later, Stephanie's mother, Sarah Ott, is in the hospital's waiting room, signing adoption papers and shelling over $64. She isn't permitted to take possession of the newborn until she cites the Cabbage Patch Oath.
Would you like to take the oath for her?
Yes.
Please raise your right hand. Please repeat after me. I promise to love my Cabbage Patch kid.
I promise to love my Cabbage Patch kid.
I will always remember.
I will always remember.
How special.
How special.
My Cabbage Patch kid.
My Cabbage Patch kid.
Is to me.
Is to me.
However strange it may be watching a cabbage give birth, the marketing ploy appears to be effective. Parents have snapped up 1,200 dolls from the Times Square store in just the past month. Blonde dolls are the top sellers, followed closely by Hispanic and Asian dolls. Stephanie Ott takes the new baby into her stroller and grins up at her mother.
Thank you. Can you say thank you?
For NPR News, I'm Dina Temple-Raston in New York.